Greetings, dear friends. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Unto you who believe, He is precious. For a number of broadcasts now, we have been speaking to you concerning the fact that we will conclude our ministry over WNAH on the 28th of this month. Now, this is not to say that we are concluding our ministry to Nashville. We will continue to be with the Christians out at the Gospel Chapel, and the Christians at the Gospel Chapel on Sonya Drive, right off of I-40 West at Old Hickory Boulevard, that's exit 199, those Christians are still committed to the Word of God, to the person of the Lord Jesus, to the gospel of the grace of God, and disseminating that gospel in Metro Nashville. We are simply going off the air in order that we might take the money that we've been investing over this radio station and direct it into another outreach. And we are praying that that outreach might be effective and bring many souls to know our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're not backing off. We're simply changing our format, if you will, our direction, our mode of getting out the gospel. Now, in it I have sought to reaffirm you concerning our convictions, that we're not changing them concerning outreach. I want to continue to impress upon you our commitment to the Word of God. We've been on the radio station, Hal Green and I together, for over 5,000 broadcasts, and we are still, as ever, committed to the Word of God, the inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word of the living God. His communication to us. His communication tells us that there's but one God, and yet God the Father sent God the Son that He might die on the cross. Being holy and sinless and eternal, He bore our sins in His own body, and He provides us with everlasting life by means of the Spirit of God who brings conviction and new birth. This was necessary because man is a sinner by nature, by choice, and by practice. But because Christ died and was buried, He gives eternal life. And this eternal life is available to whosoever will. And when you have eternal life, the Bible says you can know that you have eternal life because he or she who has the Son has life. We believe that the Bible teaches that all Christians, all true Christians, not all religious people, not all church members, but all true, genuine believers in Jesus Christ have been added to His body, the church. This church is what He died for. The church is going to be with Him in heaven, not the buildings, not the denominations, not the systems, but the body, the bride, the building of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this church is to meet in fellowship. This church is to meet regularly for the Word of us, to study the Word of God, to pray, to remember the Lord in the Lord's Supper, and so on. We have one sufficient guide, one sufficient book that serves to direct us in all matters of church practice and government. That's the Bible. And then, as mentioned in our last broadcast, there are two ordinances. Baptism by immersion for believers, and for believers only. You don't get baptized in order to get saved. You get baptized because you are saved. I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord hath done. But I will work like any slave for love of God's dear Son. And once we are saved, once the Spirit of God has added us to the body of Christ, the church of our Lord Jesus, we identify with Him. Just as a soldier puts on a uniform and identifies with the military, we put on the uniform of baptism and declare to the world, now I belong to Jesus. Then there's the Lord's Supper. And we who meet and meet alone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at the Gospel Chapel, we meet to remember the Lord Jesus every Lord's Day. Somebody said, well, doesn't that get tiresome? Doesn't that get old? No, that doesn't get old. Does your family get old to you? Does your wife or husband get old to you? Do your children? Do the things you love and enjoy get old to you? No, we love the Lord Jesus, and He has asked us, do this in remembrance of me and do it till I come. As often as you do this, you declare the Lord's death till He comes. And so, just as the early church steadfastly persevered, devoting themselves constantly to the apostles' doctrine, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, to fellowship, we gather week by week in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for a time of worship, for a time of remembrance, for a time of honoring and obeying our Lord Jesus in the breaking of bread. These are two simple ordinances that He left for His church, for whom He died, and for whom He soon shall return. We invite you to visit with us at the Gospel Chapel. We're easy to find. We're 10 minutes from the heart of downtown Nashville at exit 199 on the west side, right off of I-40. Call if we can be of any help, and may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.